But meanwhile, more live music in the studio now from one of America's most influential and respected songwriters. John Hiatt released his debut album in 1974, the first of 20 albums in his career so far, the latest of which, Dirty Jeans and Mudslide Hymns, stormed to the top of the Americana charts in the States earlier this year. He appeared on Whistle Test several times, including a performance in Series 14 on the 23rd of March 1984. And we'll be talking about that and the new album in a few moments' time. But first, the opening song from the new record, live on Old Grey Whistle Test 40. This is John Hiatt, and this is Damn This Town.
They killed my brother in a poker game. Damn this town, I'm leaving. Daddy stayed drunk and he died insane. Damn this town, I'm leaving. Mama had to work, barely raise the kids. Damn this town, I'm leaving. I ain't gonna tell you what her youngest boy did. Damn this town, I'm leaving. Damn this town, I mean it this time. Damn this town, I made up my mind. Filled with hate. Damn this town, I'm leaving. Now she's got a job working for the state. Damn this town, I'm leaving. Another brother just got out of the Florida pen. Damn this town, I'm leaving. There's a bracelet round his ankle so they know where he's been. Damn this town, I'm leaving. Damn this town, I mean it this time. Damn this town, I made up my mind. Judgment for all these things. Now that's all I want to say about my family. Damn this town, I'm leaving. But maybe you'd like to know a little about me. Damn this town, I'm leaving. I'm 58 years old, still live at home like a kid. Damn this town, I'm leaving. Now I can't let my mama tell you what her youngest boy did. Damn this town, I'm leaving.
The song is called Damn This Town. It's the opening song from the new album Dirty Jeans and Mudslide Hymns. And I mean, the number of times we've been in a studio together, you and I, John, over the years, it's always so great to hear your music.
Thank you. It's been a few, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah, yeah.
And anything that you play that has a sort of a hint of perfectly good guitar. It's all right by me.
Yeah, all right, good. Yeah. The character in this song is a little bit twisted.
Yes. Yeah. But there's a wonderful feel about this new album. There's a very relaxed, sort of warm feel about it.
Yeah, thank you. It was very relaxed. It was, we did a lot of work in a very short period of time. We cut about 19 songs in 10 days, top to bottom, done.
Recorded in Nashville.
Yeah, in Nashville at the old, the great old RCA Studio A, which is not this big, but it's kind of the big room, one of the big rooms left in Nashville, and it's where Chet Atkins cut all his records and produced people like Waylon Jennings and a bunch of other people through the years. A lot of country records, a lot of pop country records from back in the day. It's a great sounding room.
It is, isn't it? Well, it's got a history to it.
Yeah.
It's got an atmosphere to it,
yeah,
isn't it?
Definitely.
Very
definitely.
Beautiful, because they've kind of preserved that, haven't
well,
they?
Well, Studio B is the one that they use, you know, have the tourist walking through. But Studio A, it's actually still owned by the same people who've owned the building for years. But Ben Folds actually resurrected it as a studio. It was called Javelina for about 5 or 10 years prior, but Ben reopened it, and the RCA built about 5 of these rooms in the States, and they call them the Vista Sound rooms, and they do have a kind of a fantastic sound to them, though.
In a way, this album is an interesting kind of juxtaposition of old and new technology, isn't it? Because I mean, you've recorded in this beautiful historic building, but you've recorded in a very simple way on the one hand, and yet, of course, you're embracing new technology with there's a track on Facebook and...
Well, you know, we recorded, of course, everybody, you know, you pretty much record to some sort of digital audio workstation these days, but there's a guy who invented this system called Clasp, whereby you can run your old 2-inch 24-track tape recorder or 16-track tape recorder, which is optimum, really, or any tape recorder, in front of your digital audio workstation, and it goes onto tape and through tape to your DAW, so to speak, and is captured digitally, but it's a tape-recorded signal. And it's all done in real time. You know, it used to be we'd cut stuff to tape and then dump it over to Pro Tools or Nuendo or whatever it is you're using, and just to warm it up, you know. But now you can do that through the whole project.
I was going to say that, because that's what tape, that moment in tape brings, isn't it? It's warmth and depth, I guess.
Yeah, there's even a little hiss on the record. and you know, it sounds great.
And we'd love you to do another song for us today. And, you know, it might be nice to dip back into the past for the next one, John.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
Well, I see a beautiful Steinway piano, and I'm a hack on the piano, but I always, when I get the chance to play a good one, I always take it. So let's do Have a Little Faith in Me.
Brilliant. This is John Hyatt here on Old Grey Whistle Test 40.
When the road gets dark and you can no longer see, you let my love throw a spark and have a little faith in me. a little faith in me. Have a little faith in me. Have a little faith in me. When your secret heart cannot speak so easily, a whisper star. To have a little faith in me. And when your back's against the wall, just turn around and you will see. I'll be there. I'll be there to catch your fall. Yes, I will. So have a little faith in me. Have a little faith. Hey, baby. Have a little faith in me. Have a little faith in me. Please. Have a little faith. Have a little faith in me. You see, time is our friend. 'Cause for us there is no end. All you gotta do is have a little faith in me.
From his 1987 album Bring the Family, John Hiatt, and one of his most covered songs, that was Have a Little Faith in Me.